Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. Really excited to get into the Word with you guys. And of course, like always, will you join me as we pray? Lord, we want to thank you for this day that you have made. And so, Lord, as we talk about your Word and letting it minister to us, God, we ask that we would try and apply this to our lives and just look for the opportunity to be intentional to really apply it. So we thank you. So we ask that you open up our ears, our eyes, and our hearts to receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen. So Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And of course, pumpkin pies and roasted turkeys and all that good stuff is awesome. And some of the things that I've been really communicating to our youth group is that Thanksgiving is so much more than food, right? Even though that's a big plus. But it's so much more, and the Bible's full of verses and stories of Thanksgiving and what that means and what it looks like and what seasons of our life does it look like. And so I want to talk about being thankful and the risk, okay? So you guys are going to know what I'm talking about once I read this story. So I'm going to be reading a lot. It's from Daniel chapter 6, 1 through 10. I'm going to go ahead and just jump into it. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three high officials, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps should give account, so that the king might suffer no loss. Then Daniel became distinguished above all the other officials and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any fault at all, because he was faithful and no error or fault was found in him. O King Darius, live forever. These high officials and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to him, O King Darius, live forever. All the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked. Therefore, King Darius signed the document and injunction. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed and the injunction was fulfilled, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber. He opened towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed, giving thanks before his God, as he had done previously. These men came by agreement and found Daniel making a petition and the plea before his God. So as we know this story, you know, Daniel, he's in this land where he had to assimilate, learn their culture, and trying to keep his faith and his culture alive at the same time was really challenging. So he made that choice to be thankful in the risk. Even though there was a risk, he knew that law was signed. And I want to ask you guys, have you had that dividing moment in your life where you came to that conclusion that my faith is worth the risk? No matter what, it's worth the risk. And everybody has to come to that moment. They really do. That dividing moment when you choose your faith over, you know, it could be over embarrassment or people mocking you, persecution, people segregating you because of your faith. We have to come to that moment when our faith is more important than all those other things, just like Daniel did. He came to that moment where he's like, no, this is my faith and it's going to stay like this. So your faith is worth the risk. I'm going to say that again. Your faith is worth the risk. We can be thankful when our life's good, right? We all can. When our phones are charged 100%, when the bills are paid, when things are going good with the family, work is going great. But can we be thankful when things are not so good? You know, just like Daniel, you know, he was in this time in his life where he had to learn this culture. It was everything against his God. And they made this law that says that nobody could pray to God for 30 days except to this king. And so things weren't going too well for him. I could see how he could be kind of down and out. But he said, my faith is worth the risk. And not only that, but he was thankful in the risk. Because as we read in from those verses, that when he went and prayed, it says he got down and he gave thanks to God. Wow. How do you do that? How do you give thanks to God when this law was passed and you know that you're going to be risked getting thrown in the lion's den because of your faith, but yet he was thankful in the risk? And that's my point that I'm trying to get to today, is can you be thankful in the risk? Can we be thankful in the risk? You know, that's what we learned from Daniel, that even though the risk was high, he knew it was worth it. The Bible is very clear that there will be a day that we will face danger for our faith. It's happening right now all across the world, and it's coming little by little here in our own land to where, you know, we are segregated because of our faith. We are mocked and ridiculed because of our faith. You know, they don't give you a Bible in school anymore, but they give you one in prison. And they don't let you pray in school anymore, but they let you pray in prison. And that's just the way it's getting worse and worse. And there will come a time where we all have to make that decision. Is my faith worth the risk? And not only that, when things start going south in this world and things start getting worse, can you be thankful in the risk? And I just love this story with Daniel, because it encourages me that when the authority in his life said, you can't do this, you can't pray to your God, he went up, and not only did he didn't like try to, you know, hide it and be discreet about it. He did what he did every day. He opened up his window facing his homeland, and he got down and he prayed and he gave thanks, knowing that something bad was going to happen, that he was putting himself at risk. So are you able to put yourself at risk for your faith? Have you come to that moment like Daniel, where you said, you know what, nothing else is more important than this, and be able to give thanks? So when you can give thanks, when things are not 100% great in your life, when things are feel like they're going south, when you can give thanks in a moment like that, that builds your faith. It does something to you. It just really strengthens you. It really does. And I can only imagine how he was feeling once he gave thanks. Not once, not twice, but three times. And that really is the what Thanksgiving is about, is being able to be thankful to God regardless of your situation, right? To be able to know that your faith is worth the risk. It's risky faith, it is, but it's worth it. Just like he knew, and we're going to read next week of the result of him putting himself at risk for his faith, of choosing to go up and to be faithful to his God. We're going to see what that gets him. So as you go and celebrate Thanksgiving this week and you're with your families, I would encourage you guys to be thankful, truly be thankful, and enjoy God's blessings in your life, all right? Well, God bless you guys, and I'll see you next week.